We're opening up the Firma True Doors booth, where the craft is classic, beauty is built to last, and a door does more.
So as the show floor buzzes around us, we'll get the news from Cicero, the house editor, Mark Powers.
Better Homes and Gardens editor, Jill Wage, unlocks what she's opened up.
Patrick McComb, senior editor of Fine Home Building Magazine, and Real Deal Remodeler, swings on in.
And Extreme Makeover Home Edition, senior producer Diane Corman, brightens our day with her sunlit presence. She knows a door does more, and that a home is a gateway to a great life.
So open up the possibility and come on in.
Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory that I'd like to wait and see. It might be initials carved into a tree. It might be the holder of my front door key.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fypon.com.
I'm so glad you walked into my life. This is my Fix It Up Life.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life. We are inside the International Builder Show, inside the ThermaTru Doors booth.
You know, this is a huge show, and I'm surprised that it can contain you, because you have been literally leaping around and jumping all over stuff. And in fact, when we registered, we checked in. Remember the woman who checked us in the press room?
Yes.
She suggested, she was pointing out which trash cans would be durable enough for you to leap off of.
Stand up on doing all kinds of different tricks. And someone had the gall to offer me.
No, seriously.
Someone had the gall to offer me a chair. Get this out of here. I don't need this.
He needs a chair. See, I'm
standing up now. I'm ready.
Now, I got a chair that actually swivels, and Mark got a chair that doesn't swivel. So I wonder why. Really?
I can't move. I'll be using it later when I get tired in 1 minute.
But we're sitting here in the ThermaTru Doors booth, and we are with the lovely Heather.
Heather Sonnenberg from ThermaTru Doors.
And I want to say happy anniversary.
I know, 50 years.
50 years.
It's a big number.
What is the gift for 50-year anniversary?
Fiberglass.
Fiberglass.
Fiberglass. That is it. That is the gift.
The fiberglass anniversary.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
Yeah.
50 years of business for ThermaTru.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
I can honestly say this. We've installed a ThermaTru door in our home, and we love it.
I'm not
just saying that. I could make it up and do all that, but I'm not.
I'm excited.
I wouldn't say that if I didn't like it, but you've got more than what we've got in our house here.
Now, I'm kind of jealous, too, because, like, all of the new gorgeous side lights that I've been looking at the booth, I love.
Yeah.
All the new glass options, love.
Yeah, we've got a lot of glass options, and we've got some new releases this year, too. Our new Privacy Collection, which is a great trend that we're seeing in the market for more and more people wanting to add glass to their homes and their home entryway. But they still want a feeling of security, and Privacy Glass gives them that. We've launched 4 new glass families this year in our
privacy. That is so, you know, spot on because, you know, growing up, I think everybody I knew had a door that didn't have any kind of glass in them at all. If you lived in an older house, they did. And or if you lived in a really expensive house, they did. Right?
Right.
Otherwise, everybody had that same 6-panel. And
you couldn't really afford it. I mean, or people just didn't. I don't know why, but it seems to be coming back, and everybody wants it now.
That's right. More and more glass options that we're seeing, and larger glass options that we're seeing, too.
And I love the way that the glass lets the light in, but doesn't let the view from the street or the curb in, so that there is that privacy, yet you can look outside.
That's right. That's the beauty of the privacy glass. It really gives a lot of options, and we've got a lot of privacy. When we look at the new families that we launched, they have privacy ratings from 8 to 10. Which really means that, you know, people outside can't see you, but you still get to view all that beautiful light coming into your home.
And
my
that light really does just brighten up a space. I mean, it can make any, and I like to say the foyer.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
He always makes fun of me.
Yeah,
that,
the foyer. We only have
version, right?
We only have vases in our home, too.
We have an American Foursquare, which is so not a foyer kind of home.
Yeah.
But I like to call it that to try to be fancy.
Yeah.
But it just makes the space look so much bigger, and it brightens it up. And actually, I'm in a better mood when I see our front door now.
That's right, the beauty of natural light.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's spectacular. And to go back to something you said before about the privacy ratings from 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
our neighbors have actually requested in writing of a 12 for me.
Keep you contained any way you can, huh?
Yeah, it's a privacy from Mark, not a privacy for Mark. Yeah, basically.
I love it.
But how about like the wood grain kind of stuff that's going on in the fiberglass pattern? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. We've got some new launches there as well. We've launched two new side lights within our Classic Craft Canvas Collection and Classic Craft American Collection. And really they're building on this styling that we're seeing of more and more craftsman-style homes going in across the nation. Used to be very much a northern trend, and we're seeing that really start to spread. And those are available in 9 different glass families. And they're nice because they have the lights actually more towards the top of the door and the top of the side light. So you still get that nice beauty of the light coming inside. But it's at a higher option, so it gives you a little more privacy there as well.
Oh, I love that.
And
are they all on My Save Doors on Therma-Tru's website right now?
They sure are. All
okay.
of them are up and available, launched January 30th.
Because it's so fun to be able to go on there, on Therma-Tru.com, and go to My Save Doors and, like, shop for your door, because that's what I did with my husband, so that he didn't actually have to go through the shopping process with me.
I love it. Yeah, it takes a lot of the headache out, right?
So you can, like, sort of put everything together that you like and do a bunch of different doors and save them and then email them off to your spouse or your friends or whomever.
That's right, and buy as many as possible.
Exactly. That's right.
And it is true, and it's not so much a shopping process in our household as it is the design process where Teresa's, I don't want to say affinity, but expertise in color is stronger than mine. I mean, I can pick a color. Doesn't mean it's going to be the best color.
Right.
And the collaborative process between us to see the colors work together with the different size glass packages, with side lights or transoms or not, is how we collaborate to get a project that we both want in our house.
Yeah.
And that's a great range. We can see the full view of the grains that we have available, as well as, you know, our paintable surfaces within our door collection.
And the paint options are endless, too.
That's right. Anything you want.
And I saw that you guys have on display some really cute doors, too.
We do. Last year on our website, Unlock the Opportunities, we did a design contest where people could paint their own doors. And what we're showcasing this year are the winners of those competitions.
So fun.
That's fantastic.
We'll
we're showcasing a break.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Live.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Straight to a guy that I don't believe.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
We're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Yes.
Here we are at the International Builders Show, and I'm getting right to it.
Well, I'm excited because I'm between two Marks.
That's right. We're joined by a special guest who has, I hasten to say, a better name than I do, Mark Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Senior technical editor for This Old House magazine, a remodeler, a carpenter, does great videos, and he's here to join us to tell us what's going on over at This Old House.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're great. You're great. You're doing
a little higher there.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
We're doing some technical stuff. It's high-end radio stuff here, everybody.
We're technical too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You think
like
you're a technical editor?
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Look, could you get a shorter stool, by the way?
Yeah, it's bouncing. I'm spinning around a little bit here.
This is the Jack Donaghy negotiation set, if you've ever seen that 30
Rock. Did you see 30
Rock?
Where they, yeah.
We're
trying to make you as uncomfortable and off-balance as possible.
Well, thank
you. So we can have the edge.
And you tell me I'd feel like I was flying a plane as well at the same time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, do you feel
with
like
headset.
It?
With a headset, yeah, I sure do.
That's
you should,
right.
You should do that while you're working on the magazine. Put a headset on.
Yeah.
And keep you more off balance. I'm going to climb up on top of a ladder and just.
So what is going on at the magazine? What should we be reading about online and in the magazine from you?
This month is project. Actually, I take care of the sort of how-to projects, and I've got a really neat project coming up. We're building a garden gate. No fence, just the gate.
I love those things.
It's really a really pretty gate, too. We did it out in location in Bellport, Long Island, mm-hmm. and so we had to kind of research the historical. These gates, all fences and gates are all, you know, a lot of them are historical in their design in terms of specific characteristics and cross bracing and decorative elements and that sort of thing. So we made a really cool gate out there. We're going to show our readers, and they'll get
how
the fundamentals.
It?
It's actually quite a large gate. It's like a 4-foot gate covering a 4-foot walkway. That kind of dictated how wide it was going to be.
Right.
But we did a lot of research in the area in terms of getting up the distinct style of the Bellport gate, which has like sort of a little apron at the bottom, real high posts that flank the gate, and some really nice hardware.
Cool. Is there like any kind of pergola stuff going on at the top?
No, we didn't get to that. Actually, that was sort of considered in design, but actually a lot of times it's locations that dictate our designs and everything
sure.
as well. So this was Bellport. We had a location. Someone needed a gate. We had a beautiful setting. The pales or the pickets are also unique. They have not your typical point. They actually have a neat little bevel at the top. It's got a long center pail that kind of descends on the sides.
Right.
And then we did it right for the walkway, and on the sides we put plantings. So it actually is pretty enough that it stands alone. And so we're encouraging our readers to consider that. It's just making a gate, perhaps as an entry to a garden, or a walkway to a door, and it came out really nice. So that's the upcoming project, Weekend Remodel. We set up these projects so. Hopefully we put them together so a homeowner or anyone can sort of digest the project. Start with setting the posts the first day.
Right.
Perhaps cutting all your parts and painting them second day, and then assembling it the third day. So they have we try to set it up so you don't start a project and not finish it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Which happens so often.
Now, is there a template or anything for cutting the actual, you're calling them pails, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that word before.
I learned it myself, just in the historical research on it.
P-A-L-E-S?
Yes, I understand. Pickets are specific what you see when they're pointed at the top. So we actually, we craft every part of the gate. We show you how to do it. And the pails are not pointed. They're actually beveled, sort of on edge.
Square at the top and like a miter or
kinda
chamfer
chamfered cut, exactly.
Sweet.
With clipped corners.
Oh.
Dog-eared, if you will.
Dog-eared, yeah.
Yeah.
Dog-eared.
Not in love with dog-eared because I've never seen a dog that looks like that.
That's right.
No.
And this is what he's talking about.
I know what he's talking about.
I know what's going on here, too.
Oh. Maybe it's because of this.
And that's exactly what it is, yep.
No. Maybe because the dog is actually more like this. See, that's the dog, and it's like you take this off. Maybe this is like a little crown the dog wears, you know?
So if you change it completely, then it's dog-eared.
Dog?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it looks like that.
Anyway.
Yeah,
it's still
okay.
There.
So this is Teresa's version of the dog.
I didn't draw the dog. I'm just showing you that the ears is the sides of the ears. Like
so,
a profile. And
so
he's
Mark,
wearing a hat.
What we're going to do now is argue for a while.
Okay.
You know, we're married, so you would just come back in like you're at an awkward dinner party.
Where
are the martinis in this place?
Are they from, like, the readers? Is it from... You know, is there a directive from the magazine?
Yep. Sometimes we pay attention to people, what they want to do, or a lot of times what people are sending in themselves when they send projects they've been proud of. So we see a lot of people to crown molding. So we've done a few pieces of that. Varieties, you know, there's so many different crown products, some easy install ones. We actually last year did even a stacked crown, which is kind of beyond just putting it up. So building a soffit first. And then putting crown above the soffit and below it to give you a really nice step down. Really,
can I just say,
was it a drywall soffit or a plaster soffit?
We did everything out of wood.
Okay, so is the whole thing was built up crown?
Correct, built
awesome.
Up crown, exactly.
Got it.
Mark, Mark could spend I don't know a day talking to you about that.
Yeah, how long do you have?
Yeah, we have a 3-piece crown in our bedroom, right?
We have a 3-piece crown in our bedroom. Yeah.
Did you do that one?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And our daughter has crown molding inside her closet.
Oh, wow. Inside the closet.
Inside the closet.
That has more to do with my lack of affinity for finishing drywall in a closed space.
Okay,
but
well,
also,
I didn't want to take the
joints. It's practical.
Joints.
It's practical.
Yeah,
yeah,
good
the
for
high
joints. Princess, right?
That makes sense. Or hiding wires. So the closet, you go in and you can see it, or
no,
or
you can't see it at
all. You can't see
it.
No,
you can see it.
Yeah, yeah. You go in there and lay on your back.
Yeah, it's a good place to kind of work out designs too.
Yeah.
Though, I imagine too, just
yeah.
figure out stuff. So.
Yeah.
But crown molding is a big one, and of course we try to do like a painting project. Painting's big; it's like the biggest bang for the buck as far as anyone, most people can paint
right.
and are into it. So we try to come up with some different paint projects. Although I haven't got one in mind this year. But to answer your question, I've got a group of people. We all kind of sit down at a round table at the beginning of the year and try to come up with all kinds of projects that will inspire. Novices or people who are just kind of getting into it,
right?
But without sort of alienating those who are enthusiasts or
right.
pros, even.
You know, I think that a lot of people listening are thinking, I want to be invited to this old house round table discussion. Like, it sounds like a really like awesome thing to be a part of.
Oh,
like,
absolutely!
It's like some kind of secret club, you know?
Yeah,
there's probably a handshake involved.
What do you mean? Like, people listening might be thinking that. People sitting here are thinking that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You get the invitation to go to the roundtable discussion.
It is fun. It's tough. I really wish more people could. So that's exactly how we work. We try to borrow from our website, and then and people who send in. We have a contest. You know, we read a remodel contest. So we get a lot of. Information that way in terms of what people are doing or want to do, want to learn how to do.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's great.
Yeah.
Now, I know that the magazine sometimes operates in parallel with the show, but also independently.
Mm-hmm.
Are these projects ever contributed to by Tom and Norm and so forth from the show? And hopefully not Kevin, because that guy's a mess.
Well, not so much those projects. We do stuff with Tom and one of our editors put together a home center project
mm-hmm.
every month. Jennifer Stimson is our editor who works with Tom every month, and they actually go through the hardware store and find elements that you, in a hardware store and make like a side table. So coming up,
right.
they made a nice little mirrored round side table using a newel as a base, a medallion to decorate the bottom, and then just various other, I think, circular wood that's available at home centers. And they create these beautiful pieces, furniture pieces, out of just simple hardware, home center stock stuff.
That's
molding.
Actually kind of really super fun.
Oh, it's amazing what Tom Silva comes up with and how he, you know, he'll make a beautiful elaborate table out of a newel, or just other components you find for plumbing or something like that that goes into a really beautiful piece in the end, a furniture piece.
I love that. I'm sort of trying to, and this doesn't make good radio. Think along with Tom in my mind. In radio terms, that's called silence.
Thinking along with Tom?
Yeah, like I've come up with projects that are just from cutoffs on the job site, make a shelf, make a hook, make something to hold my saws, all kinds of different things. And so I kind of get the mojo.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I get the mojo.
You do
so
get the mojo.
ThisOldHouse.com.
Yes.
ThisOldHouse.com. And just one more quick, and just on the same idea. We just had a salvage book came up. Our editor, Amy Hughes, just finished publishing. I worked on her with that in terms of these projects. Every month there's a column on salvage. So she'll take architectural elements and make furniture pieces. And
wow.
Love really
that.
So check out Mark Powers' pieces at This Old House Magazine, thisoldhouse.com. Check out his videos. They're great. And check us out. We're taking a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you are inside my fix-it-up life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Yes.
Here in the Thermatrue Doors booth.
Having a romantic time at the International Builder Show, as always.
We are. And we are joined by the person around whom I wrote our entire introduction to this show.
Really?
Yes.
You should. Yes.
I don't know what that means,
we'll
but it looks cool.
We'll have to cross-stitch it for you or something, right?
Cross-stitch it?
Yeah, or embroider it in a pillow.
For
do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening anymore, which is usually what happens when senior producer from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, Diane Corman, and our friend joins us on My Fix It Up Life. Welcome to our show.
Hello. Hello, Mark and Teresa. I've been waiting for this moment all day. Would I get to visit with you?
Yes.
So fun.
Someone get
we
me $20.
We don't get to spend enough time with you. No.
No, we don't.
We don't.
No,
we don't.
The last time I saw you, it was like in the randomest thing, like for 5 seconds here or 5 seconds
Joplin,
there.
Joplin, baby.
Yes.
Joplin.
Yeah.
You guys were a little busy.
I brought Diane to you.
In a golf cart.
In a golf cart.
I commandeered her. A golf cart.
And drove
her
the 3/4 mile from the Seven Houses over to the Cunningham Park Playground to say hello to you.
Yes.
And that was all we had time for, and she drove.
Drove around the playground and drove away. I was like, hi,
well,
see you later.
I
but
do
you'll
know.
Be so proud of Mark, because we got here and we're staying at this like resort, and our place where we're staying at the resort was really far away from where you check in. So he grabbed two guys with golf carts.
Oh.
And had them drive us over.
You learned that on Extreme Makeover Home Edition. So you think you're going to change a family's life, but little do you know, it's changing your life too.
Yes.
That's
now
why
he knows how to grab a golf cart.
That's why. I didn't plan to ask you any questions. Two, why I wrote this about you, because I know you're going to take off on it. And we're joined by Extreme Makeover Home Edition senior producer Diane Corman. She brightens our day with her sunlit presence. She knows a door does more, and that home is more than a home. It's a gateway to a great life. And that's something that you talk about all the time. And so just start talking about it.
You make me speechless. Your poetry. I'm getting a little tearing up.
That's awesome.
Just my connecticus.
No, this is something Diane talks about a lot, and I don't mean to do the whole just start talking thing. Extreme Makeover isn't necessarily entirely about the house.
I'm kind of starting to feel that you're in love with Diane. Should I leave the room?
No. It's a love fest. That's all.
It is.
Should I leave you guys alone?
This is the Extreme Makeover Kool-Aid.
You better start talking about your wife.
That I drink. Honey, I love you.
Oh, there
you
go. You
know what? Let's cancel the show. I've got to do relationship crisis management. Roses are red and stuff, and I love you.
What? I will say what a joy it was to have you both with us at Joplin. I mean, that was awesome. And, I mean, you, like, stopped your lives. You packed your bags. You went to Joplin, Missouri, and you shut down for a week to build a playground for kids. And, you know, so my compliments to you, because, you know, you really did give so much to this project, and you did so much more than just build a house. You know, we're all about building community, but that community started in Cunningham Park, and you guys made it amazing. And to see the kids come out and play there,
oh
I mean, wasn't that just incredible?
The biggest thrill was when you guys were doing the reveal of the park, of the whole thing, because there was a couple of other things that were built there at Cunningham Park. And, you know, a couple producers came out, and they mapped out the whole progression of how you're going to go through and reveal each thing. And the kids saw the playground. They ran for it. Like, you guys hadn't lit it or anything yet. They weren't ready. And the camera guys ran after these kids.
Cut.
Stop. Let's do that again. You know, it was so great.
One of my great memories is the same thing. And we've seen the camera guys walking around all the time behind the scenes. But they're kind of, like, moving at a walking pace. It's a big camera. These kids took off like a shot. I'll never forget this guy. He turns around like he's ready to tackle someone on a football field to follow the kids. It's awesome. What's happening? And that's how
that
I knew
so
they
fantastic.
Took off.
It's an action show.
That's
it's
right.
It's more than reality television.
And that's the best thing, too, is that kids, they like it or they don't like it. They're not going to say, oh, that's nice. That's
right.
Pretty. They, you know, you really know. So that was like a huge, huge gift for me, like just to be like, oh, my gosh. They really like it. They really enjoy it, and they really get it, too. So.
Well, that wasn't the only area that you helped with, though. There also was a very meaningful swing set.
Yes.
Mark, you had a huge hand in building a healing garden for two moms who lost children. And, you know, there's so much there. So how do you put it into words, you know?
It's
very difficult.
Yeah,
well, and for Mark's credit, too, he built that swing for his mom who had just died.
That's right.
So it's just the whole story of that whole thing for us personally, and that we can bring that from our family and give that to those families. Just, I get chills.
Yeah, Joplin really...
You guys at Extreme Makeover just give me chills.
Oh, so, shucks.
So 200 episodes, 4 specials later on this year, holiday time, Thanksgiving,
Can
Christmas.
You say?
We don't have exact air dates, but one
right.
episode was shot with a Thanksgiving Day parade, so it'll air around Thanksgiving, and then 3-head Santa Clauses and Christmas lights and shows in them. So
you can pretty much say with certainty, Diane Corman, now this is investigative journalism.
Mm. So November, December is November, probably when
December.
They'll air.
Can't tell you what night.
Mm-hmm.
Could
right.
be Friday, could be Sunday, could
right.
be Wednesday. I mean, we won't know until probably September.
Okay.
But this very sad news, of course, as you know, is that the series did end in Joplin. That was our final episode. 200 episodes. It still blows my mind. I signed up. It was for 5 shows, and it turned into 200 plus.
Unbelievable.
So the series is no longer going to be on, but if these specials do well, then they'll bring us back to do more specials. So everybody watch, please.
Yeah.
Well, we watch, and it's one of those things that our entire family can watch together, and there's something for everybody in it, too.
Right. I mean, that's what was such a great thing about the show is, you know, it's about families. It's families helping families. It's, you know, making a difference for people who really need it. And these are the kinds of values that our kids desperately need in this day and age with our crazy, crazy world that we live in. So, you know, hopefully doing good and making a difference can make a comeback.
I've got my list of reasons right here.
It's a blank piece of paper.
I realize that. It's a figurative list. List of reasons to like and love Diane Corman.
Again, should I start feeling
and
away?
I have to. What are you talking about? I'm allowed to like people, right?
You are.
Just because it doesn't happen often, I think.
It actually doesn't happen
the way
that
it is.
Often.
It's
only like 4 people he likes.
And 3
well,
of them
I know you're at the
right
top
here.
Of the list.
Maybe.
Yes.
No, the values for our children, I totally agree with that. And I was lucky enough to be able to help on the project management side on one of these forthcoming episodes, and I met a carpenter there. His name is Matt, and the guy was great. And seriously, without him, things wouldn't have gotten done. Big things, porches and decks and all kinds of stairs and stuff. And at one moment, he looks up to me. We were talking back and forth, so he knew I was kind of working with you guys, and he looks up to me and he says, "I'm not doing this for you. I'm not doing this to be on TV. I'm doing this for this family. I don't have a lot of money, but I have these." And he holds up his hands. And he was there morning, noon, and night. He was hanging pictures with, I forget the designer's name. No, I don't. It's Jillian Harris. Who am I kidding? With a 32-ounce Estwing framing hammer. The thing was just a monster. And that epitomized it for me. I will never forget
now,
that
I
guy.
Can,
as long
I can
as
see
I
how you might have forgotten Jillian's name. You know,
no, I thought it was someone else.
She's
for a
4'11",
second.
You know.
It was,
over
I didn't
her all the
mom.
Time.
I didn't
no, but
forget
actually
Jillian
her
or someone else
dad was
in there.
Working with Mark.
Yes.
Yeah, so he had
yes.
who
Jillian's
I
dad really working hard.
Who I managed to maim within roughly 5 seconds of his presence on the job site.
So he'll never forget Mark.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Most people don't know this, but Jillian actually applied to be on our show and originally was rejected, but then they said she'd be good for The Bachelor.
Really?
So her life did a little turn.
Oh, that's crazy.
So after she did The Bachelor and then she was The Bachelorette, she went back to saying, you know, I'm really an interior designer. Can you please put me on that makeover show?
Can I go back to doing what I do?
Please.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is so fantastic.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, her dad was great. He worked really hard. We did all kinds of stuff, and I couldn't get him off the job site
either.
You're
getting so excited that you're bouncing around.
Yeah.
Like you
had
14 cups of coffee.
I had a blast on that, and I've had 14 cups of coffee. And it's about time that, Diane, you tell us where we can still check out what's going on with Extreme Makeover.
Well, we're excited to share with you that we have a great Facebook page and a Twitter handle, and we're not going too far. So
what's the Twitter
at
handle?
Extreme Home. is where you can follow us, follow our designers, and see lots of my Fix It Up Life postings, because we love you so much. We'll never
and
be far.
You will follow us making the awe noise into a break, which we're taking now from the Therma-True Doors booth on my Fix It Up Life.
There's a place called Cunning Empire. It's where our hope can begin. If you've got an open heart, I've got to come back to back. It's not that far, 1,200 miles to Joplin. Sunday, May 22, it's when the hope slips away. When the sky bears down like it always do, 'cause I'm on top of some black and blue.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Someday took everything Joplin's ever known.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life, and what a wonderful time we just had. And we are ready for another wonderful time with Heather.
I kind of feel like I'm sitting with Mr. Rogers all of a sudden.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to take
off.
It's
like you're going to take your shoe off and toss it and put on a different, like, put on your, like, little Keds or something. Keds?
These are my cat footwear boots, Legendary Raw. These are awesome. They're a semi-formal work boot. How many people have one of those?
So if you're looking for a present for the man in your life, or the woman even, because there's some hot cat boots.
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah. This is a great Father's Day gift for the
Valentine's
Fix It Up guy
Day.
In your life. Valentine's Day, Father's Day, whatever. I already shopped for Valentine's Day a long time ago.
Really? What'd you get me?
Wouldn't you like to know? George, quick, go get something at the store.
That's kind of one of the reasons why I like that we're here, because I'm all, like, getting in the Valentine's mood, and Therma-True. Red door. Opens up to love.
That's international great. Symbol for welcome, or American symbol, or a symbol that I know of.
A door?
Red door means welcome.
Oh.
Yeah, I was told that. I don't know if it's the international symbol.
What does the
like
pineapple
that,
mean?
I think that means...
Hospitality.
Pineapple juice.
The Kathy Ziprick always knows everything.
Oh, I couldn't see Kathy. She's blocked. She's blocked by the crowd.
There's like a mini Kathy that follows me around, and she knows everything. What time it is, what I should be doing, where I should be, when I'm in trouble, when I'm not in trouble,
I'm starting to get
tired.
She does
the same for me. Okay. So, Heather's back with us.
Heather's back with us, and she's going to share something that I actually am really digging a lot, which is the new Fipon Stone and Timber collection.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of gateways for doing all kinds of awesome, super cool exterior projects around your house.
But it saves so much because, like, you don't have to have, like, a lot of heavy equipment or a lot of burly guys carrying everything around for you.
That's right. It's very lightweight, but it looks just like real stone or real timber products. And it's a really great trend that we're seeing right now. And our line has over 300 different products in the assortment for stone and timber. So whether you're doing a window treatment or a door treatment around the trim, or some type of post wrap, we have a lot of options for you to choose from. And then featured in the booth today, we have the beautiful balustrade systems that really dress up any type of home.
I kind of want them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm digging that.
I do
and,
too.
And she's not kidding. They look like they're equal parts could be in like a park structure in like an older park, or the balustrade for the New York City post office.
I'm thinking like a whole like porch thing for our house to make it seem like we're really regal.
I think it's really great. You know, when you think about the stone product, it doesn't chip like a real stone product does. So it's very durable, And then when you look at timber, it doesn't rot within or have insect penetration. It's a really great product to dress up your home and still have a lot of durability and low maintenance, which when you talk about an investment, that's the kind we like, right?
Now, where can everyone find these products when they want to buy them? Because I know everyone listening wants to buy them right now.
We have
checked them out online and everything.
That's right. We've got a lot of dealers, but you can go to fivepond.com and you can find any dealer that you need to go in your location to buy the products.
And you really do have to check them out because, I mean, you can hear us talking about it, and you're like, yeah, but seriously?
Well, there's a great image that I saw preparing for this show where there's a garage door that's spanned with a timber and a couple of pergola rafter tails, and it goes from, you know, rectangular opening. I think it was a two-car garage,
mm-hmm.
too, and it's awesome.
It's amazing how the way it dresses it up, that trellis feel and the big beads that we can represent in the FIPON products. That's what really gets me excited when you think about the size of those, and you mentioned the weight that has to go into that, the labor, if you're really using a real wood beam. The FIPON products are nice and light. I mean, I can do it by myself to put that up. That's a great install.
Yeah, she doesn't need burly guys either.
Well, she looks kind of strong.
I am.
Sometimes it's nice to have the burly guys around, I just don't have to say.
Yeah, you're going with burly guys. Who needs burly guys?
I guess you don't.
No, I don't.
Great thing with this product, though, you can let them just stay and you can watch them while we put it up, right?
Very good, yes. That's true. That's very, very true.
But it cuts, it paints like wood.
It does.
Connection details are like wood.
Yeah, you don't need any special tools or anything, too.
Like for masonry.
Seriously? You're going to go there?
No, I'll come back.
Are you
going
to go to chimney, too?
Chimney. Yeah. Joistices. The extra syllables people put in building products that don't necessarily need to be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another great use for the product is really when you're talking about dressing up your home. We have a lot of columns that we can actually wrap around an existing post. And when you talk about the stone product in particular, that's a great look when you really want to transform the opening. That stone product, wrap it around an existing post that you have on your front porch, and you've got a very new, upgraded look in your home.
And totally makes your house stand out in your neighborhood, too.
That's right. It's a nice curb appeal. Differentiate from the Joneses, right?
Exactly.
And the column wraps are three-sided, and then you wrap them around a structural post and then put the fourth side on, right? They all interlock.
We have both three-sided and two-sided versions of that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. And you know what we have?
We
have a two-sided segment. It comes in from a break, and this is how it works, and then you leave with a break.
But FivePond.com, Thermatrue.com,
follow
them on Twitter. You
check us out on Facebook.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we totally do.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. We got to roll out of here.
We're rolling into a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Take photographs, singing on track, hanging on a shelf, good health and good. Tattoos and memories. On trial for what it's worth, it was worth all the while. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
And you are back inside My Fixin' Up Life with my lovely wife Teresa
and my handsome husband Mark.
Now you're talking. I'm going to stand up on the chair.
I don't think so. We actually were just meeting our guest.
So don't do the mark at level 10
and
for the first
start
time.
Start off at like level 3, and then by the end of the interview, you might be at like a 7 or an 8.
Level 3?
I don't want her to run away.
I'm just going to relax like this.
I'm not easily scared. It's okay.
This is my hammock pose. Can we get a hammock?
No, you can't have a hammock. Really? Why don't you introduce our guest?
And I hope I'm saying your name right.
You'll get a gold star if you get it right the first time.
Wage.
Try again.
I know. I'm going to have to do the rest of it from behind this post. I'm sorry.
You know, I always say that the name is weird, but the guy is a gem, and I had to take it.
Oh,
isn't that great?
Oh.
He's the best. It's pronounced Woggy. Huh. You would have never known.
Phonetically.
See, mine's the opposite. My guy is weird. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. If you had a true-false box there, you'd be checking on
what I did is I looked out into the universe, and I selected a husband, and this is the one I selected.
Well,
so what does this say about me? A lot.
Very creative and patient and high energy, it sounds to me. Right?
Well, Jill, editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine.
Thank you for taking time out of this show.
Thank
I know
you
you're busy
me.
And running around. And we haven't done a lot of running around yet. So I want to know, what have you seen that is awesome?
There is a lot to say about what's going on finishes and style upgrades for the home. And this, I'm so excited to see it because it really meshes with what our consumer research is telling us, is that oftentimes people are looking to make upgrades and style changes to their home, even if they can't tackle the huge projects right now. So flooring and lighting and, you know, carpet, faucets, upgrades to fixtures. You can repair something that needs to be updated and maintained, but you don't have to necessarily tear everything out. So you can upgrade your look on those surfaces, particularly in bathrooms. Huge, huge, huge. Bathroom projects are huge right now.
Yeah. We do consumer research, too. It's comprised of anyone who calls me.
Really? I
don't
think
you should come. You should come. I'm doing a presentation on Thursday with the NAHB on consumer preferences. So we're going to go through the big national survey we do every year of our reader panel.
Awesome.
And 4,000 homeowners who are our readers tell us what they want for their next home improvement project plans, what they want in their next home, and what their priorities are. So we're
that's
going to talk
super
about
awesome.
That on Thursday.
Wow. That's a lot to get through.
That is super awesome. And you're super articulate.
It goes with a journalism degree. I'm not sure words. It's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So you guys have an iPad version of the magazine.
We have the digital edition. Yes, we do.
And now how is that going over? Is that, you know, how are people interacting with you guys? Is it different now?
It's really, it's fun to see that on yet one more platform, our consumers love the content that we give them. A lot of the same types of stories and the same types of deeper content experiences that we give them in the magazine, they love on the website. One of our most popular stories in the magazine is our color story in front of book. Every issue, we do the paint lid cans and pick the best orchid purples for the season or the best, you know, harvest gold, you know, harvest heirloom tomato reds. You know, we pick a theme and we show great variations and talk people through what paint colors to use. On the iPad edition, we take it even deeper and we show them a room setting, and then they can tap buttons on the screen to see what that room looks like with the paint colors that are featured in the story. Tremendously popular. Huge, 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 huge.
It sounds like Pinterest, right?
Love.
Okay.
We were named one of the top brands on Pinterest a couple weeks ago.
I'm actually going to leave right now because
bye-bye.
I've contributed as much as I possibly can to this conversation, and I'm just fidgeting nervously now. Go ahead.
Well, no. Jill also does a how-to. Also,
stay with Pinterest. Stay with it.
No, we can move off of it because if you want to feel more comfortable.
No. I think the energy level is awesome. I just wanted to gracefully bow out. It's like being at a cocktail party when you know it's like, hey, they're friends and everything.
And then we start
speaking
French.
I'm going to go get some chips. And so that's where we are in the conversation.
Can you go warm or cool this drink off or something?
See,
can you just refill me?
Once it becomes her idea and an assignment for me, then it's a good idea.
Yeah. Then it's a great idea.
Yeah, if it's my idea, it's like, no, stay. We'll talk about your stupid stuff.
You can pin home improvement projects on your Pinterest board. You can have your projects I want to do.
Yes.
You could have my dream bathroom. We see consumers doing that all the time.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's like your old swatch board when you used to pull, you know, swatches and tear sheets
and
magazine
all of
pages.
This, yes.
That's Pinterest. We're pinning our dreams. That's what we're doing.
We just joined Pinterest.
Yeah, we just joined.
At my Fix It Up Life. And I haven't sat down with Mark yet to go through the whole thing.
It's a coaching experience.
So
I still have a manila folder.
Because he doesn't do the tear-out stuff like I do. Like, you see something or color or whatever, and then you collect all the stuff that it inspires you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really do that.
Well, Teresa is the design expert here at my Fix It Up Life. I can design things, but she can italics design things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where we go on that. I think that was a really big compliment.
I'm more on the
construction side of things.
They just went up.
Mm-hmm.
I can go up to a level 9 now. I only had 7 before. Now I can take it to 9.
So
no,
you do videos too.
Yeah, we're doing videos as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what videos should everybody be checking out on your website?
We are going to do we're going to have a video about on our BHG marketing site.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have videos talking about the top trends we find here on the show, products that we love. Also going to tie the research piece that we did into actual real examples of products on the floor that help tie into that trend. So
super
things
cool.
That show how you can do great upgrades to your finishes and energy efficiency type of things, how people are being smart with their space. A lot about being smart with the space you have and not being willing to mortgage as much space for space you don't need.
Is it kind of an overriding theme, and please don't think that this is my idea, the way I've articulated it this way, that would require I have a third brain cell. But is it kind of like small is the new big?
Yeah, or moderate. I mean, because small is relative. You know, what we call small baths, sometimes I always get someone, they'll say, I live in an apartment in New York City, and you don't know small. So
small is
relative.
Yeah. My bathroom only cost me $50,000 to remodel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. But I think just being moderate and being rightly sized about it, that people are kind of shedding a lot of this excess. And we got caught up in a lot of excess, in the height of the boom of things. And that was great. And it was a fun time for design. But now I think design's getting even smarter now because we're having to make the spaces we're in work. That chance to say, I'm going to start fresh and build... Well, I'm going to Pinterest that dream for a while. I'm going to curate that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
the new word. Planning is curating. That's the more designy word to say about it. I'm curating my plans because I'm pinning things. I'm tearing things out. I'm dreaming. And then
I'm
going to say for it.
Curate.
Oh, no.
You got a new word.
I am so going to pass that off like it's my
next
own idea.
Next cocktail party, drop
and,
it.
And I'll be hearing it constantly.
Like, yeah.
He's
look out. Sorry, I'm sorry.
He's curating the laundry.
Curating.
He's curating the
grocery curating
shopping.
The laundry. I hadn't even gotten there yet. See, she's so much smarter than me.
I know he's going to get there.
She can take my jokes and just pull them through the wormhole and then come out where I'm curating
the
laundry.
You're going to curate the kids to school, too, probably.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to curate my relationship with them. Whereupon it's all museum quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... So reasonable is the new big.
Reasonable, yeah, what you need. I mean, it has to work, and I think it has to be smart. You want to have the features that are important to you, and we see that consumers are still investing in elements in their home that are important to them. Like, we still see a lot of beautiful bathrooms with really great statement tubs, really great, beautiful freestanding tubs.
Oh, God.
Now,
right.
Maybe there used to be...
They're like a fantasy to look at.
It's a fantasy to look at, but you know what? The footprint of the fantasy is a little... smaller now, and that's okay. You know, maybe that the shower still has great tile, and it has a fabulous shower head that's low flow, and, you know, we're going to save water. But still investing in the materials and the elements you use every day and you touch every day, because they're going to make you feel happy every time you use them. Every time you walk in that bathroom and see the beautiful shape of that tub, you're going to love it. You know, I tell the story that I pined away for this beautiful faucet when we remodeled our bathroom. Every morning when I twisted the handles in that faucet, I was a happy woman. You know, I decided that the tile wasn't as important to me. So people are going to make those trade-offs, and they're going to make them in even more vigilant ways, I think, with their spending dollars.
So, Jill, where can we find out more?
Find out more at bhg.com.
Follow you guys on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
At BHG.
Yep, and follow us on Pinterest, and just pin away.
We will be pinning away. I will have markets set up with that.
Well, we're going to have to curate our way into a break. We're taking now from the Therma-True Doors booth at the International Builder Show. We'll be back. More Fix It Up Live.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
We'll forget the past. Maybe I'm not able to break at the bell.
You are back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I will say it.
Well, I want to give some props to the live music that's going on here. We haven't even acknowledged Tim or Mike.
No, we haven't.
No.
Let's keep it that way.
Should we just pretend that we don't know them?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm playing.
So for everybody listening, go to timwilliams.com, except Mark, don't go there because I don't want you to write anything inappropriate.
I'm like the guy in that kayak commercial who's banned from the site.
Yeah, you kind of are banned, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has your, like, IP address and stuff, and you're like, you're not allowed to be on his website.
I don't even know what an IP address is. Do you, our guest...
Probably know who that is.
Our guest, senior editor from Fine Home Building Magazine, real deal remodeler, and someone for whom I have the highest respect, Patrick McComb.
And probably doesn't want to talk about Pinterest.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here with us. I'm glad you took time for us.
Anytime.
Yeah, man.
Anytime
we're psyched.
You said it.
We're psyched, and we mean that literally.
So we'll be at your house next week at like 3 a.m.
Well, good. You can help me work on my barn.
Your barn going?
It's going pretty well.
Yeah.
I just finished siding the highest elevation last weekend, which I did a little dance afterward because it was getting kind of old. But now it's done, and I can move on to something else.
Is it like a touchdown dance?
Yeah, very much so.
So in the like whole thing for the Super Bowl, kind of?
It was a tie-in, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got done in time, before the Super Bowl.
You put some really tight pants on, like the football players. And
my neighbors love that.
Yeah, that's hot.
Nothing I want to see more than Patrick in tight pants.
So for thermetry, you probably want like a level 8 kind of privacy.
Would be a minimum.
Yeah.
Of course, he needs a privacy line of trees around his home.
See, Mark wouldn't do that. He would just wear the tight pants and run around the neighborhood.
So anyway, Patrick, about building stuff, just because that's what your magazine and our show's about
and
periodically, what kind of siding did you put on your barn?
Well, I did a couple things. One, very traditional. I had native pine milled, sawn. That was enough to do like 2.5 sides of the barn, but then I ran out. And it was a neighbor's tree who was cut up and made into siding.
Is it a clapboard or is it a board batten?
It's shiplap vertical.
Sweet.
So it looks really traditional.
Love
and
that.
Then on the back, I did vinyl because it's so inexpensive. And I was ready for the fine home building readers and fans to throw rotten fruit at me, but they've been quite supportive because it does look pretty good, and it's got a number of advantages. It's pre-finished, it goes up really quick, and it's inexpensive. So
yeah, totally.
Wow.
I get that.
That's like a fantasy project because Mark has been talking about your barn project.
This
like in private, he does.
This is a big barn, and one of my coworkers pointed out that it's probably not accurate to call it a barn because it's going to be actually finished space for my wife's artwork and a workshop, so... It's going to be really nice. And it's a third bigger than our house.
So your house is 1,000 square feet, right?
It's 800, yeah.
800. And then, you've got like a basement and then a floor, like a finished floor.
Yeah, it's all on one level with one bathroom and two bedrooms, a tiny kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really have any room to make a mess. And we're all kind of hands-on people in the whole family, my boy, too, who's 6.
Sweet.
And now we have a place where we can go get dirty and make a mess and close the door and leave it in there and go back into our nice clean house.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's kind of really nice. It's a separate whole building.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of like a playroom in your house, it's a playhouse.
Building.
Yeah. It's like, we live in an old Italian town. A lot of people still speak Italian, they're whatever. But some of the older women still have the kitchen downstairs in the basement. That's
canning,
for cooking.
For canning, yeah.
And then the upstairs for...
The show kitchen.
For the show kitchen.
That you'll use on holidays.
So you have that too. Like you have the playhouse and the house.
Yeah, and the plan ultimately to, the barn has a full second story and part of this, and that'll be a guest suite at some point as time and money permit.
I can't wait for our invitation.
Well, you guys can come anytime. You're actually within driving distance.
We are. We're close. We're like about 3 hours from you, I think. So have you started doing any of the interior work yet, or is it still open?
Well, I've put in enough lighting to see it so I can work at night, but it's still pretty rough on the inside.
Right.
I'd hope to have the exterior all done by winter, and I'm almost done with that.
Right on. Considering there is no winter, you're right on schedule.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful that we've had such a mild winter because it's made things a lot easier.
Oh, if it were snowing and all that stuff, you'd be going backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the way remodeling projects are, except our house, which is done and awesome.
Really?
It's not done.
I didn't. I couldn't imagine you guys ever being done. It's, that's what you do.
We have a wall that we halfway put up. We still have a hole in our living room ceiling. We've got, it's not done.
It's a carpenter's house.
Done.
It's one of those things that happens. But for the magazine, for Fine Home Building, what are you kind of working on right now that we'll see in the pages forthcoming?
Kind of working on?
I
know Patrick doesn't really work.
Oh, sure.
He's back building his barn.
What are you claiming to be working on right now?
What did you send a pretend email about today?
The current thing I've been doing, I had three articles in this next issue, a painting story, whole house exterior painting story with a really fine painter from North Carolina who is probably the most knowledgeable painter I've ever met.
Wow.
And he really blew it wide open telling people how to do stuff the right way.
Cool.
Yeah, and then on the other end of the spectrum is something more geared toward pros. You know, professional builders and remodelers know a lot of stuff, but they're still struggling with moisture and energy considerations. This was a big leaky house in also in North Carolina that had a $400 gas bill of December of last year. And that's in North Carolina.
That's cash.
Yeah, so that's a lot of dough. So
that's
decided
insane.
That they needed to do a lot of air sealing.
Was there wind actually coming out of the house?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what people don't realize, the more heat you make, the more it goes out. So that story is like tightening up an energy beast.
Wow.
Ooh.
Super cool.
That would be a really fun cartoon.
Yeah, you know what? We actually had that as the working title for a while, but it turns out they've used something similar enough that we couldn't do it again. It would confuse people. So
right,
I think it's
right.
Actually an energy diet for an old Victorian is the new title.
I like the
title.
Energy beast.
Wow.
I do, too.
I'm going to show you that.
It's been used.
Like, I can see that on...
He said it right
no,
here.
No, but I can
used.
See that, like, on an episode of, like, Wow Wow Wubsy or something like that.
Well, interestingly, the article that I mentioned did have an energy beast. Which was represented by a furnace dragon.
Oh,
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you're saying it, I did
dig
see that one.
Yeah.
Now, are you doing anything with the project house or any videos?
Yeah, that's another thing I'm doing is I'm hosting videos both by our professional tradespeople and some stuff we're doing ourselves in-house. And I used to think that was going to be easier than print, but as it turns out, you guys probably realize you have to do everything you do for print and then make a video.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an adjustment for me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah
when
actually,
it's triple the amount of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything takes forever. I had no idea how long it takes
when
to
you,
produce
like,
television.
When you, like, type an article, you don't have to have people set up lighting around you
exactly.
and everything like
and
that.
And audio. And the lighting's got to be consistent.
Mark does
that
anyway when he writes. He always sets up all the lights just to make sure he
You put your
really
gel
good.
Over the windows and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly. Because when I type, I need it to be just right.
Yeah. He wants to feel like he's a movie star at all times.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he yells at the kids, craft services. You know, I need to have a sandwich stat.
I do. I scream for Oreos and stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you might see me on the website. I helped produce a video on roofing most recently, so that's up now. And we've done what are called weekly wrap-ups where we walk through the house, talk about the work that's gone on and what the implications are for the rest of the project and any complications or unforeseen problems that arise. It's really kind of cool.
And the project house is visible directly from finehomebuilding.com.
It's behind our office building. It's like, you know, a 100-yard walk through the woods and you come up into this beautiful home that was acquired with our office building but never occupied. It was abandoned up there and we only recently started using it for content, so that's a cool thing.
We have to occupy a break, Patrick McComb,
so
Fine Home Building Magazine.
Yeah.
Check him out at finehomebuilding.com. Check us out on the other side of this break. We'll be back with more Tim Williams on My Fix It Up Life.
Thanks, guys.
It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be the holder of my front door key. I fix it up like just a simple hello. What do I say to you when I can see all I want from you?
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And the end of our show.
Here at the Therma-True Doors booth, FIPON booth at the International Builder Show.
Yes, and we've got some more shows coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, we do.
From the International Builder Show, we're taking you around behind the scenes at all the new products, but go to
in
Facebook.
In the meantime.
Send us your questions. We'd love to answer your home improvement
questions and share your triumph with us, too.
That's right. Or email us directly at info@myfixituplife.com.
Follow us on Twitter.
Check out our apps on Android and iPhone.
Yeah, check out our videos on YouTube and on blips.tv.
And join us again for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
This is my Fix It Up Life. My crazy Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life.com.